T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. I'm there at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. My name's Andrew Filippone. I am taking a beating on Twitter right now. I'm just getting absolutely killed. And it has nothing to do with anything I've said today about LeBron James or Boston's chances in this series. It's because of what I had for breakfast. Now, I like to get here around 7:30 in the morning, and I'd rather get here early and then order breakfast, have it delivered to the studio, versus stop and get breakfast on my way in and then get there late and feel like I'm in a panic or a rush to get ready for the show. So today I had breakfast delivered. And so it was one of your classic diner breakfasts: pancakes, bacon, scrambled eggs, the whole nine. And so I'm going through this breakfast and I'm thinking to myself while I'm eating, when it comes to breakfast, it really does not get any better than eggs. So I just innocuously put up on my Twitter page, at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, in a breakfast foods draft, what's the number one overall pick? And I say, it's got to be eggs. You tank for eggs. You pull a Mike Ditka when he made the Ricky Williams trade. You give away your entire draft for eggs. For me, you can't have a complete breakfast. You can't win a breakfast championship without eggs. It's like trying to win a Super Bowl without a quarterback. You need eggs. So when eggs is on the board, you do everything in your power to get up to the spot to take it. And if you don't get eggs, everything else you get in that draft is a consolation prize. I think by far, if you look at the way the Mel Kuypers of the world and the Todd McShays, if you look at their breakfast food draft big board, bacon is very overrated. Most of the people that are commenting on my breakfast food draft take are big bacon fans. And I think bacon is like the Josh Allen of this draft, okay? Like, everybody likes the way it smells and thinks that bacon makes everything better. But you can't build a team around bacon. If I woke up in the morning to the smell of bacon, which is an awesome way to wake up, if that were happening in my house, and I stormed down the stairs and sprinted into the kitchen and asked my wife what we were having for breakfast, because the aroma of the bacon woke me up, if she said, we're having bacon, okay, there is, in that moment, there's a little bit of a fist pump from me. Okay, great. Bacon's a nice number two. It's not a franchise player, but you want to have that as your second or third guy? Great. If she said that's all we're having, I would be very disappointed. You can put it on a breakfast sandwich. You can have it on the side. You can absolutely have a great breakfast without bacon. You're hard-pressed to do so without eggs. You want to make pancakes the centerpiece? No, you can't. I think pancakes, if in a 7-game series, pancakes might have 2 or 3 good games. Eggs, you're getting a double-double out of them every night. James, you care to rebuttal here?
No, because I agree with everything you're saying. like if we
How could you not have eggs number one? How it's like people, it's like the bacon people are Ryan Leaf and we're telling you to take Peyton Manning. Come on.
Eggs are Hakeem Olajuwon, bacon is Sam Cassell. Right. It's a nice player, but it's not going to win you a championship.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. That's right.
And waffles are great, but waffles are the guy that puts up good numbers on a bad team.
People would be shocked to find out or discover how low waffles were on my breakfast food draft board. My people would tell you that we barely even spent the time scouting waffles.
That off the board.
Taking waffles would be like taking a kicker in the third round. We're just not doing it. Not even in... Because it's a specialty, first of all. And in terms of those batter-based breakfast foods, it's behind pancakes. And dare I say, even the French toast.
See, even, that's the first thing you said I disagreed with.
Even French toast would be in the same. I would have French toast on my board ahead of waffles.
But you don't want either of them without eggs.
Eggs is so versatile, right? Think about what you can do with eggs in the morning. You can scramble them up. You can eat them over easy. You could put it on a sandwich. It's the whole crux of the sandwich as far as I'm concerned. And so somebody might say, well, then why wouldn't you put toast first? Well, the reason why you don't put toast first is because it's a very competitive position. It's a deep draft. If you don't get toast, you can get bagel. If for some reason you wait on toast and bagel, you could get croissant. I'm not the biggest croissant fan, but you could make it work.
If you pass on Saquon Barkley, you could still get Nick Chubb later in the draft.
Yeah, yeah. But there's only one eggs. Same thing goes from bacon. If I don't get bacon, and my consolation prize is ham, or maybe I'll get, or if you don't get bacon, you end up with Canadian bacon. Now you start to talk about turkey bacons. Well, then now you're really struggling if that's your meat. The guy that wants to like have it both ways and go with the healthy breakfast food, stop. If we're having a breakfast draft, you know, some of the people that have, you know, tweeted me and said cereal. You know, cereal's like taking, I'll give you another analogy here. Cereal's like using your first round pick on a guard. Maybe the guy's going to be an all pro, and maybe he's going to start for 10 years for you. And maybe even if you're lucky, he's going to go to the Hall of Fame. But at the end of the day, how important is a guard? Yeah, like you can have cereal 7 days a week. It doesn't take a lot of time to make it. Everybody has their favorites. I guess if I said cereal, that would open you up to any kind of cereal, which might even make it more draftable in your mind. But I think, I'll also say this, I think you're either in or out on cereal. I don't think there's a lot of in between. I think you find people that either think cereal is the greatest thing of all time or never eat it. And I am in the staunch no cereal group. There's not a box of cereal in my house. There usually isn't any milk in my house unless like it's necessary to make food. Don't drink milk. No milk in cookies, no milk in cereal. This is not something we do. So I don't think I've had a bowl of cereal in like maybe a half decade. The last time I had a bowl of cereal, LeBron was probably in Miami. That's how long it's been. James, would you have cereal high on your board?
No, and I will tell you my anti-cereal argument. As someone who has a small kitchen, boxes of cereal take up a lot of space.
Mm.
eggs, carton of eggs in the fridge doesn't take up a lot of room.
How about bananas?
I go back and forth on bananas. You can never eat the whole bundle before it goes bad.
Yeah, true.
So recently, my clementines have been my fruit of choice.
For breakfast?
Yeah, easy to eat, quick snack, relatively inexpensive.
So you would put bananas more in the snack category than the breakfast category?
Yeah, bananas are not breakfast. Bananas like taking a punter in the first round.
Hold on. Hold the phones here for a second. One listener chimes in here and says, is coffee draftable? I think it is. I think breakfast drinks count just as much. And you know what? That is a total oversight on my part. Because if we're putting coffee in the discussion, it's not knocking eggs off, but I'm telling you that coffee's probably second on my draft board. Coffee is going to make everything better. You know, whether it's a banana for breakfast, whether it's granola, whether it's a, you know, pick your lame ass, easy, quick breakfast. Coffee could be a breakfast in and of itself. And I've tried, okay, I'm not going to do coffee for a while. I'm going to do tea for a couple of weeks. Not the same. Not the same. Yeah, coffee is definitely a first round pick. Coffee is, if eggs is the franchise quarterback, coffee is the star pass rusher. It's building your team around a Von Miller instead of building your team around a Tom Brady. Well, this has been a lot of fun talking about breakfast foods.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.